Good evening. With today's newsmakers, I'm Barry Wilkinson. Inspector Rodney Innes was laid to rest yesterday in a touching remembrance ceremony. On today's newsmakers, we hear from Assistant Commissioner of Police Antonio Fort, who paid a sterling tribute to the 53-year-old Innes.
He was a transformational mind and persistently sought to enhance and evaluate standard operations procedures for the staff under his charge. He was adamant that there should have been a road policing department, a concept he articulated, and I quote, as opposed to a pigeonhole traffic department cooped up under operations control, end of quote. There was always a thirst for knowledge, and so it did not escape me that he acquired a postgraduate certificate in criminology and criminal psychology from the University of Essex, United Kingdom, in 2021 to add to his other accomplishments. Rodney had been involved in the development, coordination, and execution of many complex traffic management plans, several of which were memorable contributions we simply could not let go unnoticed. And to name a few, ICC Cricket World Cup 2007, as well as ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2010, more recently ICC Cricket World Cup 2024, the Bridgestone Emergency Traffic Management Plan, all national crossover festivals over the years, all major heads of government conferences, official visits by presidents or state officials over the years, and most recently, the government of Barbados' 55th anniversary celebration in 2021 as it transitioned to a republic. Rodney was elevated to Sergeant of Police in 2004 and subsequently promoted to Station Sergeant in 2008. It was a while before he was given the appointment of Inspector of Police Acting. I observed that there was somewhat of a pause, but continue to admire Rodney's personal ascendancy as an individual. Despite those achievements, I think his prominence came not from what he was given, but what he gave to the people of Barbados during those lean years. I'm deeply proud and appreciative to have had the opportunity to serve with Rodney at various stages of his remarkable career. We often spoke of redefining his job description associated with the office he held at the time of his life. We agreed, and he opined that there was a need to revisit it. He never did. And so I think it's my duty to fulfill his one uncompleted task. I will seek to do so based on the many times our paths cross over a five-year period between Tuesday, January 28, 2020, and Saturday, February 1st, 2025, the day of his heartbreaking last journey. During this time, he had communicated to his public over 150 deaths. I wonder how. How could this have gone unnoticed? I digress. From this day forth, I wish to promote that Rodney's job description should be remembered as follows. Excellent verbal and written communication skills, proficient interpersonal skills and ability to work well as part of a team, persistence and determination along with willingness to learn, ability to multitask and cope under pressure, genuine interest in others, self-reflection and ability to listen on multiple levels, accessibility, authenticity and flexibility, being able to discern a sense of humor when it was needed. Also exercising tact and diplomacy, sensitivity, independent judgment and initiative, and liaison with a variety of services as may be appropriate on related matters. Above all else, providing service to friends and relatives of deceased persons. This includes offering information and advice on procedure matters relating to death notifications, funeral arrangements, and the release of the deceased personal property. Today, we say our final goodbyes to a warm, loving, and simply decent stalwart of a man, a professional and loyal police officer, a son, a father, a brother, a nephew, an uncle, a family man, a friend, but lastly, a hero to all gathered here today. I'm confident we can find a shared determination to overcome this difficult time. I know even now the spirit of Inspector Rodney Winston Innes is urging all of us to be more patient and kinder, to be giving and caring, to have time for ourselves but also for others, to find courage and strength to carry on. His life and memories need to be commemorated and celebrated, personally as we knew him, but selflessly as he would want it. I now read an excerpt from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 5 and 7 to 10. I believe it to be a fitting reminder to all. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in resurrection like his. For whoever has died is free from sin, but if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. On behalf of the Commissioner of Police and members and staff of the Barbados Police Service, by extension, the Communications and Public Affairs Department, I wish to express my profound gratitude to the Innes, Greenwich, Garnes, Bolden, Newton, and Allen families for sharing Rodney with us for the last 32 years. We can never repay that debt, but I hope that you find some comfort in the knowledge that he touched our lives in so many positive ways. He made policing richer, and Barbadians of all walks of life informed and reassured. I assure you that as we celebrate his life, we will forever embrace and cherish the beautiful memories created over many years of togetherness. Like you, we give God thanks for sharing him with us. He's gone now, but will never be forgotten. As we release his physical remains, let us do so with the firm belief that in God's precious name, we shall meet again. Let us forever keep the candle burning that will remind us of his time here and his contribution to nation building. I thought of many ways to pay a final tribute and concluded that the most respectful way would be in the form of a self-penned poem to a true friend. Last call. Like an omen, a silent message shared, privately expressed, openly to loved ones, misread at the time, when you really should not have, was something different. His disposition flawed. Too much information shared. But why? Was it necessary to tell me now? Could it have waited? Ignored obvious signs like graffiti, writing on a wall, as bold as billboards, yet not heard, not seen, misunderstood then. Did you even feel his demise as it raged, like painful episodes of tonsillitis, relieved with cosmetic remedies? Only if we had diagnosed those symptoms early. Are you too late? Could you have acted sooner? Maybe seen what you eventually felt, suspected, known. Did you even bother to ask, if not you, another loved one? You were the one destined, perhaps the only living being capable of delaying inevitability. No blasphemy intended. Chosen to carry the last epitaph like a message from God, all memories shared would impact the deepest emotions formed from moments past, binding relations, all deposited in private vaults for the final journey alone. It's his time. To God be the glory. This poem is dedicated to the loving memory of Rodney Innes, Inspector of Police number 664, a member of the Barbados Police Service, a servant of the people, an officer and a gentleman. May he rest in peace and rise in glory.
And that was Assistant Commissioner of Police Antonio Fort giving a wonderful appreciation on the life of Inspector Rodney Innes. I'm Barry Wilkinson for today's Newsmakers.